USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey said that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in L.A. County. Fortunately, there have been no reports of damage or injuries. Initially reported as a 4.3 magnitude quake, it was later adjusted to 3.9. Tsunami alerts have been reduced in areas of Japan that were heavily affected by a significant magnitude 7.5 earthquake and subsequent powerful aftershocks. Residents in certain regions of west central Japan have been taking refuge on elevated terrain as the recent earthquake induced minor tsunamis. Various locations have reported damage and local hospitals are actively providing treatment to the injured. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the United States is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas continuing in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli Air Force spokesman has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Tensions in the Middle East escalated over the weekend when U.S. helicopters engaged in gunfire with Iran-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu remains firm in his rejecting any calls for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. A fatal shark attack occurred in Hawaii, resulting in the death of a 30-year-old man. The victim was retrieved from the waters off Maui at about 11 a.m. local time Saturday and taken to a nearby hospital where he later died. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
President Biden has reportedly been briefed on the recent clash in the Red Sea between U.S. Navy forces and attacking Houthi rebels.
In the encounter, the Pentagon says U.S. helicopters sunk three attack boats with armed pirates on board. The helicopters had been launched from the USS Eisenhower and USS Gravely after they came under fire while responding to a distress call from a container ship early Sunday. There were no U.S. casualties. Houthi rebels inside Yemen have been ramping up attacks on international shipping for weeks now. In response to the war between Israel and Hamas. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Another American youngster has taken an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Loss was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. The box office numbers are out for the New Year's weekend, and the two movies from last week have traded places on the list. Wonka came in first, taking in $24 million, and Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom came in second with $19.5 million. Migration held the third spot, and The Color Purple came in fourth. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has a new side hustle, sort of. The actor and wrestler is now a partner, along with other XFL owners, in the United Football League. The XFL has merged with the USFL, and they plan to announce the teams and cities that they will be in at a later date. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.